Mic check. I think we're good. I think we are good. Mic check. All right, I think everything's on. I think everything's good. We're live. Got the sound going. Welcome. First episode. Very exciting journey that I'm going on here. My name's Randall West. Some people know me as Fancy. Some people know me as Ran. Some people know me as Big Dog. Mr. Undergrads. Shout out. We already know it's always undergrads. I'm your host. Simple as that. I'm your host. Welcome to the bus pass. Thank you for all the first time listeners. I know you're wondering, like, all right, what is this? Why you got this long, drawn out intro? What is this? This is the Bus Pass. It's a podcast, a streaming service. And I'm a platform for you. That's what we are. That's who I am. Now, what's my background? Music. Entertainment. A little bit of fashion. A little bit. Athletics. Sports. It's a large variety of things that I do. But this is everything that I cover. I'm a platform for you. So to all my local artists and my local athletes, my local business owners, my politicians, my teachers, my educators, whoever you are, if you came here, you came here to listen to something. And I got it. I got the information for you. I don't know everything, but I'm a platform that highlights a lot of things. So let's get into some of the things that I highlight. Where I want to start. We've had some music drop lately, recently. Shout out to Doobie and his team. If you're from the Central Ohio area, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He just dropped some music. Shout out to his team, because I got some people over there that work with his camp that I'm real cool with. Known them for a real long time, real good people. Shine, shout out to Big Shine, Big Bind to some people. So Ohio and Zach Fresh, they just dropped a song recently, The Mac, along with a visual with it as well. Very dope song, very dope record. I'd encourage everybody to go stream that, go check that out. That's Sohio and Zach Fresh. They just dropped a song called The Mac. I don't know who shot the visual for it. My apologies. But it's a really good song, though. I was highly impressed. Midwest Millie, shout out to him, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He just dropped a visual and a song. It's got Vezo on there. I think Vino might be on there. I'm not for all the way for sure. I just seen a couple clips on Instagram, and I'm like, damn, this shit fire. It's called Starbucks, though. But shout out to Midwest Millie. He's signed to IUR, Iced Up Records. That's Vezo shit. Shout out Detroit. Shout out Detroit. I was talking with my cousin earlier, NASA GOAT, and we were talking about just a little bit about the music industry and kind of the direction that's going in. He brought up a real interesting couple points to me, and I was like, damn, yeah, I got to talk about that on the pod. He said right now, musicians are competing with the streamers and influencers. And we've never seen something like this. I sat back and I'm like, damn, yeah, you're right. They're highlighting a decline in record sales because the music is still being listened to and viewed, the videos, but then they want to turn and go listen to someone like myself or someone like Academics or Joe Budden, you know, or what we talking about. Shout out to them. And he just made an interesting point because he was like, you know, it's almost a state of what is it that you're supposed to do? And I'm like, yeah, damn, that is an interesting point. Because that is what kind of dominates on YouTube and things right now. A Kai Cenat. What's the little nigga's name? I Show Speed or whatever his ass is. People will sit up there and watch them. And these guys, they streaming for, 10 hours at a time. I gotta go to work. I'm sorry. But you sit back and you look at it, and the artists, the creators, they are competing with that. And so it's like, damn, what do we do? I think the more that I was thinking about it, this is something that I would have to do a little bit more research and deep thinking and stuff like that, because we were just talking right before I started recording. But we all know that music is always going to prevail. It's just we have to figure out different creative ways to put our art out now. Because the attention spans are just, oh man, attention spans ain't nothing. If nobody is sit down and just watch something, if you turned the YouTube video on right now and you were seeking some information and you went to YouTube for it, you're going to find a video that can give you the information in the shortest amount of time. That's a fact. I do it. We all do it. I kind of hate it, though, because with the attention spans being altered and things like that, you got people or certain artists, I should say, that'll make shorter music because they're catering to that. I get it. I just hate it, though, because it's like, damn, this song is only 2 minutes. And they'll have a whole album full of that. Whole album, 32 minutes. Like, damn. Whole album, 26 minutes. Like, then another thing you think about is how oversaturated the industry is. Or because all of these different platforms that have been created online, different streaming services and things like that, to where it has became more accessible for you to do it on your own, that the game is just oversaturated. And you got people trying to get on. And so it would make you think, like, okay, as an artist or a producer, a creator of some sort, even myself. Like, the field that I'm in now, the content space, the podcaster space, a personality of some sort, someone that you come to get information or get news about, I'm in a field that's oversaturated as well. What do you do? You got to stay the course. You got to keep making creative content and always evolve, in my opinion. But it's just the entertainment industry, tech space, something that's always evolving. You have to continue to educate yourself on these systems because they are constantly evolving. But we'll get into that. You know, the more we stream and podcasts we have and stuff like that. But that's just some of the artists. MG Sleepy. Did I talk about MG Sleepy? MG Sleepy. Shout out to him. Shout out to his team, too. He just signed with Roc Nation. Shout out to him. I've listened to some of MG Sleepy's music, and I'll be turned up, I ain't gonna lie. It had me turned. These young niggas put that different energy and shit out there, and they'll be like, man, all right, let me dial it back. But shout out to him and his team. They doing a great job at everything they doing, that they killing it. I think his management, I forget her name. Miss Jackson, I think it is on Instagram. Shout out to her. I don't know what role and everything that she plays as far as with his camp, but I know she is a vital role in it. Shout out to her. She's doing her thing, though. Shout out to her. What else we got? We'll talk about some sports. Let's see what we got. We got Ohio high school football playoffs that have been happening. And they've been giving out some of the awards too. Shout out to Coach Mike Bell out of East High School, Division IV Coach of the Year, man. Shout out to him. That's like one of my brother's good friends. He's known me since I was a young dude. Mike has always been around the game, always been giving back to the kids and been, he's like, he was Coach Prime before, you know, they showed that to me. That was how he was. He's always was a coach. He's a good coach as well. He's giving back to the community, putting on, and now he's coaching high school. He's coaching East High, which is lit too. And he's been there probably either 2 or 3 years. He's had a winning record. Went far in the playoffs. This year, I think they lost kind of early though. But I mean, hey, it's football. But doesn't take away anything that him, his staff, those kids did this year, man. They had a hell of a year. Shout out to all of Columbus City League sports and football teams. Shout out to all of the Columbus teams. Coach Rob Wilwright, he won Division II Coach of the Year. He's over at Walnut Ridge. Shout out to him. I remember when he went to, I think it was Wisconsin. He's a dog. He's a dog. Oh, I remember him from back in the day. If I'm not mistaken, he might have some type of relation to Coach Mike Bell too. I have to check into that though. OSU football. Shout out. You feel me? If Rich was here, he'd be talking about his Wolverines. That's my brother. That's my brother. Me and Rich, we're going to have our show back popping. Trust me. He's just been handling some business and stuff, but we're going to get back putting our pies out and stuff as well. Music, culture, and some more shit. Make sure y'all go check that out. But yeah, shout out to OSU football, baby. Still pissed we lost to Oregon, though. Damn. Jeremiah Smith, though, problem child. Feel me? They just played Northwestern, and I think we beat the dog shit out of them, if I ain't mistaken. Northwestern ain't nobody. Shout out to y'all, but they ain't nobody. I think we played them in Wrigley Field, too, which was pretty dope. That's pretty dope. That's definitely hard. Like, shout out to them, too, Midwest, Chicago. But, yeah, we had to go out there and beat the brakes off of Northwestern. I think we got a real good team, man. I'm going to keep some of my thoughts, though, to myself because it could probably get me in a lot of trouble with some people. Excuse me. But we got to do it this year. I don't want to see us go and all right, we lose first round or something. Nah, man, we got to do it this year. I am one of the fans that's somewhat a little disgruntled with, like, coaching at times. But I do think overall Ryan Day has done a great job, so I'm not going to get up here and ask for his job and stuff like that. Now, if, you know, like Nick Saban said he wanted to – you know, come out of retirement, and he was like, hey, I want to coach at Ohio State. All right, Day, you're going to have to move over. That's just to me, though. But overall, I mean, you know, it's the only other person for me would be like if Coach Prime came there or something, but that probably ain't going to happen. Coach Prime a little too turned up for us out here in Columbus. Yeah, some of them conservative ass white people scolding him. that'd be bad as hell how lit he got it here. Can y'all imagine what it looked like if Coach Prime was our head coach at Ohio State? That'd be hard. That'd be crazy. And if we had Shador and Trav right now, oh my God. Elite. That'll be crazy. Now I'm on some fantasy football type shit. Shador and Trav here at Ohio State would be crazy. Nigga. Just because he was one of my favorites at Ohio State. If Trav was here, we'd have to give him the 7, like Chris Campbell. We'd have to. Trav in the 7? Elite. Elite. And Shador at the QB. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, we be crazy. I do look in hindsight sometimes as well, and I'll be like, damn, Cam Ward was supposed to come here too. him at the quarterback, that would have been crazy as well. He's down in Miami doing his thing. But shout out to Will Howard. I mean, he's, you know, serviceable. he gets the job done, though. You know, I can't knock him. He's actually a pretty good quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like he's just trash. You know, but I like all of the flashy. Give me that. Give me the turned up flashy. You know what I mean? We putting up the Shador wrist. You feel me? Coach Prime got, like, imagine Ohio Stadium and we all got the Coach Prime shades on. Lit. Our sidelines would be looking crazy, nigga. Brown at every game, nigga. Gillian Wallow, always in Columbus, nigga. Elite. Should be elite. He doing his thing at Colorado, though. Shout out to them. I'll be watching them, too. I rock with them. But yeah, shout out to O-State football, man. What else we got on the sports side? John Mobley. Shout out to John Mobley and his homecoming documentary that just dropped. It's called Homecoming. If some of y'all aren't familiar with John Mobley, he's a point guard that plays for the Ohio State University. He's a dog. He's from here. He moved out to Vegas, and he's got a long tenured story. I've been watching him since he was like probably five, no lie, along with everybody else. We've been familiar and hip to him for a long time. And now he's finally, we watched him grow up before our eyes. He's now at Ohio State, living out his dream. He wanted to play for O State. And he's over there killing. And he just dropped a documentary that's dope. And shout out to his agent, man, Stu. Ronnie Stewart. Focus Sports Ventures. Shout out to him, man, doing this thing. That's like our Rich Paul, man. You feel me? Shout out to Rich Paul, too. Another Ohio native, you feel me? But, yeah, if you haven't seen the documentary on John Mobley, it's titled Homecoming. You can definitely probably find it on his Instagram. I checked it out. It was dope. It was fire. And he a problem, bro. He a sniper, too. That little nigga can shoot. Steph Curry fuck shit up. Let me rant real quick. Steph Curry fuck shit up. Because it's like, yo, if you can't at least shoot from 30 feet, you just, your game is, That little nigga, he was out there pulling from half. And that it was nothing but water. In a game. He just did it like a couple weeks ago. He went like 4 for 4 or 5 for 5, but I promise you, it was 30 feet or more. Brother, nigga came, he crossed half court one time, pulled up from the logo, all cash. Like, all right, Steph, your little ass. Bruh, I promise you, Steph and KD, in a way, have changed it because KD still has, like, the old school to him. You know, KD, 7 foot with it, he got the handle, but he can shoot, though. But the thing with KD is he's just efficient. He'll take, you know, 12 shots and he got 30. He done made every shot he took. Steph, though, he is showing the next generation, like, yo, get your jump shot and have confidence. Let that bitch fly. Because I promise you, that's all a lot of them do. What else we got? What else we got? Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Oh, man. And Jake Paul, he's from Ohio. That's crazy. I can't even stand this motherfucker. He from here. One, I'm going to just say, I knew it was going to be some bullshit. Let me just start by that. I knew it was going to be some bullshit. We all knew. Everybody knew. That's why some of the people that's posting about how they disappointed in Mike or they saw it, that they watched it and this and that. For one, I don't think nobody really had to pay for it because they had Netflix. I had to stream it, I ain't going to lie, because Netflix was just fucking up. It was buffering. It was messing up. But I knew that was going to be some bullshit. I was talking to my brother about it. My brother's a Tyson fan. Ali fan as well. My brother just from different generations. So, but nonetheless, he was like, yo, Mike can't go out here and get knocked out by this thing. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be crazy if he go out there and get knocked out. I was like, I don't think he will. I don't think. And it's not because I think Jake Paul is some great boxer. Now, if you ask me what I think about Jake Paul's boxing skills, I mean, what about him? That's really how I feel. What about him? Okay, he's been training for a few years now, and he can call himself a boxer. Yes, he's a boxer, but I know niggas right now in Columbus, Ohio that'll beat him. That's boxers. And they ain't even in his weight class, but they're dogging. It's a difference when you've been doing this for some time. And I just wish the times that we have seen Jake Paul fight another boxer, he ain't even had that many damn fights. But I know I watched him fight Tommy Fury, I think is his name. And Tommy Fury, you could tell he had been boxing for some time. Because he basically went out there, and if you ask me, he whooped Jake Paul's ass. It wasn't like just a beat down where he knocked him all out, but you could tell he outclassed him in every way. It was just, I'm better than you. I do this. Like, so to me, when I'm asked, is Jake Paul a good boxer to me? I mean, who are we comparing him to? It's like I can't answer without having to ask a question back to you. So that should tell you something right there. Like I said, I know people personally from Columbus, Ohio, been boxing their whole life, still doing it. Shout out to Rashad. Rashad a dog him. Jake, come give him the 20 mil. Akeem a dog him. Donald. Go get Donald to 20 mil. He'll knock your ass out. I know a lot of people. That was just starting off a few. Shoot. My cousin has a goal to knock your ass out, nigga. Give him the 20 million. The fuck? Should I do it, nigga? What we talking? I do it. But, sorry. My brother was saying, thinking like, you know, Mike better not go out here and get knocked out, man. He can't take a dive. I was telling my brother, I'm like, they just going to go out there and pity-pat around. Mike probably ain't going to take a dive, but he going to take the money. My brother was like, you know, well, man, that motherfucker rich as hell already, though. Fuck, he didn't take the money for. While I agree with what my brother is saying, he rich as hell. And another point that my brother is saying is, you one of the greatest. You should pride yourself on that and show him that it's levels to it. Well, he probably would if he were maybe 10 to 15 years younger. No disrespect to the elder statesmen out there. I'm not age shaming or anything, or age discrimination or nothing. Definitely not doing that. I'm just saying that from the time Jake Paul and Mike Tyson came out and said that they was fighting each other, I'm like, all right, where and why? Like, I had too many questions. Why? That was the first one. Why is this going down? The nigga is 60 years old. He's 60. I think 58 to be exact. Jake Paul, like my age, maybe even younger. How old is Jake Paul? How old is he? He's 27. All right, bro. All right. Y'all got it. Like, bro, 30. All right. This shit is crazy. Like, what if we? It's just crazy to me. The nigga is 27 fighting a 58-year-old man. I was just going to be more pissed if he actually went out there and knocked out Mike Tyson. Like, if he would have went out there and tried to knock out Mike Tyson, as a black man, we would have had to do something to him. Don't go hurt my great like that. Don't do that. Don't go fucking knock out our fucking great like that, nigga. Don't do that, bro. That would be insane. Like, yo, if he would have put down Mike Tyson, like knocked him out like he did a couple of them other niggas. Like, imagine if he would have did to Mike Tyson what he did to Tyron Woodley. If he would have knocked Mike Tyson out and Mike Tyson fell flat on his face, bruh, somebody would have had to off that nigga in the crowd that night. Fuck it. Somebody would have had to do it. Like somebody would have had to do what Khabib in UFC after he fought Conor, when he was jumping over shit and jumping in the crowd, stomping niggas out and all that shit. If Jake Paul would have dropped Mike Tyson like how he did Tyron Woodley. Like he's still on Mike. Mike, like, is he gets, like, whiplash because his fucking head snaps so quick and just falls face first and is knocked out. Somebody would have had to do something to Jake Paul, like, dead ass. And then Tank would have had to fight Jake Paul in the next fight. He would have had to fight him. Like, fuck it. Tank would have, yeah. Like, that would have been wild. But I never thought that was going to happen, though. I kept telling my brother, I'm like, you know, I hope he don't go for the content, because that's the day and age we in. Back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. The musicians, the streamers, the influencers. That nigga's a streamer. He's an influencer. Jake Paul. And for content, if he would have went out there and done our fucking great dirty, and the nigga old, bruh, I'd have been pissed. But I knew that that wasn't going to happen. Jake Paul telling Mike he can knock him out, I knew that wasn't even in the question. I didn't even, like, Jake Paul didn't even think to ask Mike that. Like, hey, sure, you can knock me out. And, like, bro, yeah, all right. I knew that they were going to go out just like when Floyd Mayweather fought his brother, Logan Paul. Floyd Mayweather fights Conor McGregor. These niggas go out here every time and they're going to act like they fighting for real a little bit. You might see some real punches thrown here and there, but like if we had to go on a percent scale or something, like they might not even be going 20%. They just be out there just, you know, running around a little bit, throwing punches, squaring up. And, you know, flinching and, you know, every once in a while they'll throw a punch. I seen something and I don't know how real it is, but Jake Paul was talking about he wanted to fight Canelo. Canelo would probably literally catch charges for what he would do to Jake Paul in the ring. Like, bro. Like, sometimes I can't roll with the dumb shit. Like Jake Paul, bro. You know what I mean? Andrew from Ohio. Bruh, will you go fight some actual real boxers, bruh? Even if they only got two fights or something, go fight the trashest nigga on Top Rank that's in your weight class. And maybe we'll start to respect you. But like, I don't do the, oh, he's got a right hand, bro. Yeah, everybody has a puncher's chance. Anybody. Like, not just a boxer. Anybody can punch somebody and knock them out. Bro, but I'm tired of watching him do the goofy ass. Like, bro, like I said, sometimes I don't even know why people be frustrated. Like, bro, why did y'all even think that this was going to, like, shout out to Mike Tyson. I'm glad he didn't go in there and get hurt. You know, I was born in 91, so I seen a little bit of Mike and stuff. You know what I mean? I seen it for sure. I didn't know the nigga ever bit his gloves like that. To me, that was something new. He claimed he did it all the time. I don't know. Somebody is going to have to school me and let me know if Mike did that all the time or not. Because to me, that was the weirdest shit, too. Like, why did he keep biting on his glove? It was just so much weird shit. It was crazy. It was crazy. I feel bad for the people that maybe have had, like, that had, like, a fight party or something for that bullshit. I sat right at the crib and watched that and then went to bed. Like, I just watched. I felt like I was policing it because I just watched just to make sure he didn't knock out Mike Tyson. Like, you better not hurt that nigga, bro. I'd have been pissed. Shout out to Mike Tyson. I'll shout out Jake Paul just because he's from Ohio. But, I mean, you really a goofy to me, but, you know, whatever. Teach his own. We don't even know each other. I don't care to know you. Bones Jones and Stipe from Ohio. He from like Independence, Ohio. Shout out to him. Shout out to Stipe, cause he don't hurt nobody. He be chilling. He don't talk shit. He was like always laid back and stuff. But he fought Bones Jones in UFC. I think that's like 309 or some shit. I like UFC. Some people don't watch it. Some people don't care for it. I like that shit better than boxing. This is the thing that bothers me about boxing. We have good fighters. There's people that I like. I mean, it's, you know, we all kind of probably like around the same. I like all the people that we hear about in boxing, I like all them. They all nice. Here's my beef, though, with boxing and boxers. Y'all take forever to fight each other. And then sometimes we may get the fight and y'all bullshitting. Y'all scared to throw them hands for real. Just my opinion. I like the concept of what USC does. I like how it's structured and it's set up where it's basically, hey, y'all got to fight each other. Another thing that bothers me with boxing is all the damn belts. Can we get one damn belt? One belt. If one person got the belt. If you want the belt, you got to go get it from him. Or her. Because shout out to those two ladies that was fighting on the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. They was throwing them hands. Like, they was going crazy. They fight was better than the main event. Like, they was actually throwing them at you. But, yeah, that bothers me about boxing. That's why I like UFC. Because, you know, they got to fight each other, man. And you'll get matchups like this where you get Bones Jones fighting Stipe. Now, Bones made Stipe just look old. To all my UFC fans who know Stipe and stuff, he just made him look old. And then Bones is, he's elite. He's top tier. Like, he's probably on his own tier, if we're being honest. He's a jack of all trades. He can do a lot of fighting styles and stuff, and he's elite. So he just beat the shit out of Stipe, basically. He ended it with a kick to like the nigga's ribs, probably broke his ribs or some shit. Yep, I think third round too. They beat him up. It was never a question. Only leading up to it did you think like, damn, maybe he can do it. You know, but yeah. I just wish that the boxers would do away with all the extra belts and do like the UFC. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Because you would still even have, like, if they kind of did it that way, you'd still even have some people that us as fans, even though they have a couple losses, you'll watch them because they're an attraction. They make you want to watch them, whether you hate them or like them. Like an example would be Adrian Broner. Whether you hate Adrian Broner or like Adrian Broner, you would tune into him, though. Because you know he's going to talk shit. He's going to be entertaining. And he can fight, though. It's not like, oh, he may randomly win. No, that nigga, he's nice. But the way that they boxing is structured and shit, he's a fucking nobody, basically, now. Broner only got like 5 losses, bro. And I know some of them might be like, whoa, what? He still got a better record than half of them motherfuckers out there. It's just you only remember him for the last few fights that he had and the way he lost. And so that's why a lot of these other fighters, they get scared and they don't want to fight each other. That's my beef with boxing. They're afraid. What was the big dog's name? Wilder, Deontay Wilder. They'll have that effect set in on them. I remember the first time I had no idea who the fuck Tyson Fury was. Motherfucker looked like a crackhead to me. But I was like, hey, he better than him randomly. I don't know who. I remember watching the fight. Didn't know who the fuck Tyson Fury was. I'm thinking Wilder about to knock him out, probably. I never was really a big fan on Wilder because I didn't think he was the best, like, boxer for real. He lacked skill. Yeah, he had a powerful right-handed punch, but it was just like, all right, that's it. He can't do anything else. That was my opinion. The very first time him and Tyson Fury fought, and I think he knocked down Fury maybe two times or one. One time. Can't remember. I still thought, oh, he can't fuck with him. He can't beat him. I promise. Right in the guy. Ask my homies. Ask Scoot. Scoot and Leak, they was there. They remember. I'm like, oh, he can't beat him. They was just like... Just like I was, too. We was all kind of, like, shocked and in disbelief. Like, damn. I didn't know much about boxing, though. So if you were in tune with boxing, it maybe wasn't as much of a surprise to you with what Fury did to Wilder. The first fight and then the second and third. But for me, as the casual fan and my homies that was there, that they... are casual as well, but they may know a little bit more just because they keep up with it a little bit more than me, but they still kind of casual with it. We was like, damn, what the hell? How this flabby white dude just whooping on him like that? That's how it looked. Wilder's pride wouldn't let him accept the loss. That's cool. I respect him at least for that, though. That speaks to the beef, like I said, I be having with these boxers because they afraid of that. Look at Errol Spence. He went out there and he fought Bud. Bud was beating the brakes off of him all fight. Some people done with it. They don't even want to see it again. For me, I want to. And that's the effect, though, that it has, though. That's what I'm speaking of. The effect that it has on their psyche is like, oh, damn. It's like the money-making Mitch line. You know what I mean? Like, is the people going to love me on anymore? Like, yeah, nigga. Get your ass up and fight again. UFC will do that. Like, you may drop down some notches. You may lose that belt. But if you him or her... You can climb back up in them ranks and you can regain that and they'll create that storyline behind you. The media. They'll make that story. They'll talk about your climb back up. But that's where you kind of gotta blame Floyd a little bit. Floyd was so great. He talked so much shit about how he was undefeated. He made it basically seem like if you ain't undefeated, you ain't shit. Respectfully, I disagree. And I love Floyd, but like, man, Ali, that's well before my time, but I watch videos and stuff like that on Ali. That's one of my favorite boxers. He took a couple losses, but nigga was a dog, though. And people stayed with him all the way to the end, bro. So these boxers, they be afraid to, they be afraid of that L, for one. And they too, y'all holding too much weight to like the whole I'm undefeated thing. Like, man, who gives a damn, bro? If Errol Spence comes back and fights Bud again, and this time he win the fight. Now people is like, all right, see, look, I knew Earl had, you know what I mean? Like, people are fickle. Kind of like what he was talking about with the music earlier. Streaming. Attention span. Attention span ain't even that damn long. You go win some fights and then forget about it. But shout out to Bones, man. Heavyweight champ. Shout out to Stipe. He retired. He's from Ohio, Independence, Ohio. Shout out to him. All right. Last thing before I get out of here. Let me talk to these things real quick. If you live in the central Ohio area, that's Columbus. What's today? Today is November 17th. You have the last week or so, I should say, you may have seen videos or pictures of, put this in quotation marks, Nazis walking around Columbus, Ohio, holding signs and talking shit, I guess. While I do think that this is a sad thing, that some people just, you know, their thoughts and their beliefs are skewed and they have a negative ideology on certain looks of life. Let me tell y'all Nazi something real quick. Y'all gonna get this shit slapped out of y'all. Like, y'all. Y'all gonna go with y'all's little signs and pull up somewhere on the wrong block or some shit. And y'all can try it up there on campus. Even one of them little campus crews and shit or fraternities, sororities. Like, everybody ain't scared of y'all. Now, while, let me be respectful, I know that there's some people out there that are scared. And they could be, you know, bad people. I'm not saying that they, you know, can't be dangerous or things like that. But if I seen y'all, if y'all catch me at my car and I'm going to Chipotle or something, and you pull up on me with your damn little signs or some shit, let me tell y'all, I'm slapping the shit out of all five or six of y'all that I seen in that picture. Slapping the shit out, y'all. Big hand. Like, go tuck away in the woods or wherever y'all used to fucking be at. Go back home or whatever and go get on your little online chat and type nigger and all that goofy shit there. But ain't nobody got time for that, bro. Ain't nobody got time for the dumb shit that y'all on. Because the pictures I seen, y'all just look goofy as hell. Y'all got black and red on. Y'all gonna go walking around in some Crip neighborhood and get y'all's ass kicked. Or y'all gonna go in front of the wrong damn corner store with y'all sign. Y'all better watch out where y'all walking to. The little Hebrew Israelite niggas that be on the corner, that be reading the Bible with the megaphone and shit, talking shit to people, like white people when they walk by. Like, they'll fuck around and whoop y'all's ass. Like, y'all niggas is wild, bro. Y'all need to go chill out, bro. Touch grass, like they say. Niggas like that, like, it ain't even niggas, I don't think it's no Clayton Bixby ass motherfuckers over there. But y'all motherfuckers, I know what it is. Y'all ain't never been with women. Y'all some goofies, nigga. Y'all couldn't have been good at sports. You got to even be ass on the video game. Because Because what the hell is you out here walking around for with your little signs disturbing the fucking peace, bro? I'm trying to warn y'all, bro. Y'all need to go somewhere and sit the hell down before y'all get the shit slapped out of y'all. I know Trump just won the presidency, and y'all think that that means something now. Let me tell you something. It don't mean a damn thing. Y'all ain't the only ones that know how to fight. Y'all ain't the only ones that know how to shoot. Yeah, like, it's telling you, man. Ain't nobody got time for that, man. Y'all out here dealing with whole grown-ass people that got real-life shit going on. Shit costs too much right now. Shit too damn expensive. Motherfuckers got kids. We tired. And here you want to come up walking up with your damn sign yelling some dumb shit. I slap this shit out you right now. You better move from behind my damn car. Oh, fuck. All I did was come get some, try to come get some damn shells, and you want to come up here talk shit to me. All right, bro. All right. So to everybody that's maybe scared of him and alarmed, please don't be. I know they out here harassing folk, though. I do know. But, you know, I encourage if you scared, take defense. You'll probably kick their ass, I guarantee. Well, today, I was only going to do about an hour. I'll be back. I want to shout out the Waves Bar and Kitchen. It's a bar and grill, man. That shout out to Big Bon and Nard Tab. Feel me? Opened up a dope spot. Waves Bar and Kitchen. You can find them on Instagram, man. I apologize too, Sean. I ain't got the address. I'm going to be like, damn, nigga, why you ain't plugged the address? My bad, bro. Just go check them out on Instagram, man. Address on there. But yeah, man, shout out to Waves Bar and Kitchen, man. They got some great-ass food over there. Yo, the food, oh, my Lord. They ain't playing around. And then just great vibes. You know what I'm saying? Great vibes. They be having the game, fights, all that shit, bro. Go check them out. Waves Bar and Kitchen. Dope spot. Dope spot. Want to shout out to Amber. Shout out to Juice Aff. Feel me? Go check her out. If you need your healthy, all natural, all organic juices, fresh squeezed and all that good shit, got the vitamin and everything in it, go check out Juice Ave, man. Should get you together. Get you together. Shout out to Amber. NASA Go Fitness. Need you a personal trainer. Y'all know health as well. Y'all know that. Check him out. It'll get you together. NASA Go Fitness. Shit, I need to get with him. Check him out. So I got a little preview of what we're going to be doing. You know, we're going to be doing our thing. We're going to be covering music. We're going to be covering topics. We're going to be covering everything for the city, man. Follow me on Instagram. I am Worldwide West. Send me some topics, man. Send me your music. Send me your content. Anything you want me to talk about, you want me to cover, send it. If I'm not already hit. Now, to some people, let me just throw this last disclaimer out here. Don't be getting mad at me when I tell an honest truth, though. When I say an honest opinion, don't get all in your damn feelings. The artist, content creator, excuse me. Do not get all up in y'all's feelings, please. Like, everybody can't be here to kiss your ass. Somebody has got to tell you the real. And everybody ain't going to like your shit. And just be take stuff as constructive criticism. All right? You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared and shit. I ain't pussy or none of that. But I'm just saying. Y'all got to let me critique these things real. You know? Let's have conversations. Come up here and we talk about it on the pod. We'll talk about it on stream. Like, you know, just don't get in your feelings, though, because I'm here to educate and inform you about stuff. I ain't your enemy. I'm a resource. I've been in the entertainment industry. I've been doing this for some time now. I know a lot of the local artists here. I know a lot of them. I knew a lot of them. I knew a lot of these people before they was even making music. I did the label thing. I got the artists that I'm back, that I back, that I've been behind them. No Diddy. I got ideas and ways that I think can help you be successful around here and help elevate your career. The business mindset is what I do. That's what I do. I know the same shit that the managers and that the agents and all that stuff and labels, I know the same information they know. Anybody that know me know that. Anybody that know NASA Gold, they know that me and him went, we was down there in Nelsonville. We was really doing it. He was tapped in, still tapped in. I know all the producers. I know y'all. I know the videographers. So don't look at me as some enemy, man. Just know I'm a resource. Know that I'm here to help you. Know that I'm here to promote you. Know that I'm here to help you get to the next level. And I don't need a dime of it. I don't need no money from y'all. I got my own money. But tired of seeing us all pulling each other down, man. This city, this state, this region, Midwest, we got too much talent. We got too much artists, too many creators for it to not be noticed, man. I know one thing on this ride, though, when you get on the bus pass, if you got your ticket, when you come on this ride, pause. Trust me, you're going to be like, oh, it's lit. You know what I mean? Shout out to my brother, man, Fonzie Bars, man. I have him on here. Shout out to Zach Fresh. And shout out to y'all, man. More importantly, shout out to y'all. Until next time, man. I'll be back. Make sure you got your ticket ready. Make sure you got your pass ready. Till next time, man. I'm out.